guys, it's Amber here from Intricate Transcendence. I'm recording episode 10. So today I had to go grocery shopping for my mom, and she gave me this huge list, and I haven't gone grocery shopping in a very long time. And now my arm feels like it's going to fall off because I walked in and I don't want to take the big cart, okay? So I took the small one that you hold on your hand. And as I was doing it, I regretted instantly after I realized all the salads and food that I had to get. All of which I can't eat starting tomorrow because I'm fasting for a month. So if you guys didn't know, I'm doing Ramadan this year. And yeah, it's going to be really interesting. So I have all this healthy food, and most of it I'm just going to prepare for nighttime. Yeah, so if you guys want to know what I got Good Thins, multigrain crackers, drumsticks, coleslaw, sweet kale salad, more salads, corn, strawberries, bananas, broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, and lemon. I feel like the lemon I'm going to put in my water whenever I'm able to drink it. So just so you guys are aware. And also, whenever I had came in, I was looking. My mom told me to look for the expiry dates, which I didn't realize was such a mission because I never go grocery shopping. And I didn't realize that I had to check and see which ones were the same date. And the ones that were at the top, I couldn't reach because I'm so small. So that was cool. I had to ask somebody to get the salad for me. But they were super supportive, which was great. But yeah, I couldn't check the expiry date on that one. So I basically told my mom that we are, we're just going to eat that one first. So I'll see you guys later. I'm going to do a podcast later on this evening, and I'll let you guys know. Have a big adventure. Hi, how are you? That's good. And so I have to go to the mall and see that lady again who had talked to me. But I'll let you guys know how it goes later. Have a good evening. Hi guys, so I just wanted to have like a post podcast from getting out of Superstore because I just had one of my first heart attacks. Because honestly, I was thinking the whole time when I was in the checkout lane that I need to record this. Like, the thoughts that I was having was just hilarious. And my mission at the Real Canadian Superstore in St. Albert was crazy. Like, even, oh sorry, that was a text. But even like when I was parking, this guy beside me had his door open, and I couldn't get out, but I didn't mind. Like, I was just waiting for him, you know, while he was taking his time, not a big deal. And so I just got out, and he like rolled down his window and was like, oh, sorry, like, I didn't see you there, you know, like, very nice, very genuine. And I was like, honestly, it's not a big deal. It's okay. You know, like, I'm not in a rush. I have the day off. I'm enjoying myself. I went to the pond this morning and fed the geese. I had a great talk with one of my best friends. And the day's just been great, honestly. And so when I went into Superstore, I was having all these funny thoughts. I was just like, I'm by myself. I should just share it with you guys because, like, it was funny. And I posted this screenshot of a conversation I was having with my mom because the sweet kale salad, which is like one of our favorites in our house, it's like almost running out because everybody else loves it. And so it's on the top shelf at the very back, and me, 5'1¾", aka 5'2", I couldn't get it. And like, I was like, okay, well, I need to ask somebody. So this couple that was beside me, they were looking at the vegetables. I was like, hi, like, can I just ask you guys for a favor? Like, can you help me get this salad from the top? And he's like, oh yeah, for sure, like, no problem. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then I remember my mom tells me to check all the expiry dates, and I was like, yeah, well, I can't reach those, so I'm just gonna observe. Yeah, no, can't see the date. So May 20th, and we're going to eat that salad first. That's what I messaged her. It's funny. But anyway, so that was interesting, honestly. I didn't realize that grocery shopping was so hard. Like, I haven't been working out lately. I've been resting my legs, for those of you who don't know. They've been bugging me and my shin splints. So, yeah, I didn't realize that carrying a heavy handbag cart thing on my arm was going to be so difficult. And I didn't take the rolly cart because I'm small, and when I get something that big, it makes me look even smaller. But you know what? Next time I'm taking the cart. I should take my own advice, you know? So tune in next time when I take the big cart shopping. It should be fun. And there goes one right now parking. You need loonies for this thing. Oh my goodness. Wow. Okay, guys, thank you for joining me. And next time, maybe I will bring my mom. Maybe not. Have a good night. Well, evening, afternoon.
Wow.
If you guys like the podcast, please follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook, wherever you guys have a platform. And tune in later on today. I think I'm going to do another podcast. So, have a good afternoon. P.S. Meg Dambra, you were definitely right about the bags. You know, anyways, for those of you who don't know, Meg Dambra is a good friend of mine from a while ago. He does comedy. He's hilarious. He does it all over Edmonton. And he was talking about this one time when he went to Superstore and he had to make sure, he had to pack his own stuff in the bags. And honestly, when I was grocery shopping, I told her after I finished the podcast and she was doing my, she was checking out my items. And I was like, yeah, so how many bags do you think I need? Because I have no idea how many bags I need. But no, yeah. So she just told me basically the exact perfect right number. And I was like, okay, cool. On my way. I'm glad you could help me because I wouldn't know that was 5 bags. Anyways, I thought that was pretty funny. So have a good afternoon, guys. And make sure when you go grocery shopping, you are aware of the volume of your items and where they could fit.